For the first time since he entered the foster care system at 11, David found presents under the Christmas tree with his name on them. And no family vacation was complete unless David came along. At a family party, Steve Cook introduced David as his grandchild. "I thought I was going to cry," David says. "I was 15, and for the first time, I really had a family." These days, David has no time to dwell on his past. He takes a full course load at Radford and works 40 hours a week as a security guard at an upscale spa. Besides, David would rather look forward. 5 years ago, I never thought my future would look so good," he says. "That's one thing about foster kids. We have no place to go but up."
Okay, David lived through some really tough times. His mother abused him and then abandoned him. His first foster families weren't so great either. But like the other stories in this book, David's has a happy ending. He finally found foster grandparents who really love him and treat him like their own grandchild. You could say that David got lucky when he met the Cooks, but I think he did a lot to create his own success. After all the bad experiences he'd had, it must have been really hard for him to trust the Cooks. But somehow, David managed to open his mind. He learned to believe the Cooks when they said they loved him, and he learned to love them in return. Now that we've read the whole book, I can really see that all of these kids have one big thing in common. They've put their troubled pasts behind them, and they're looking forward to bright futures. Well, that concludes Reality Strikes. I really enjoyed this book, and I hope you did too. Take care, and thanks for reading this book with me.